my name's Ellen. I'm 4 years old. You're listening to the Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Ellen. Hey there, kids commuters. Welcome back to Cat Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll get to our Quizlet later in the... Hey, kitty, cut that out. Ah, I've got a kitten on my keyboard. Come on, go on, kitty. Thank you, kitty. You know, on Tuesday, we heard a piece inspired by a piano-walking kitty written in the 1920s. Well, apparently, cats have been walking on keyboards for centuries. Today we're going to hear music inspired by a cat walking on a harpsichord. This is music by Italian Baroque composer Domenico Scarlatti, who was born in Naples, Italy, in the year 1685. He came from a very musical family. His father, Alessandro, was also a composer, as was his brother Pietro. Being a family of musicians, it's pretty obvious that there would be a harpsichord in the house, and that harpsichord was duly walked on by Domenico's pet cat, Pulcinella, inspiring him to write this fugue. The main part that came from the cat is the weird note progression that you hear at first, this odd scale. It sounds like this. So those were apparently the sounds that Pulcinella made while she was walking across the harpsichord keys, and then Scarlatti took that scale and built a whole fugue around it. This performance of the cat fugue is by harpsichordist Elaine Comparone. Thank you. was The Cat Fugue by Domenico Scarlatti. Good job, Pulcinella. She was a pretty good composer, huh? Oh, by the way, it was not Scarlatti that named that piece The Cat Fugue. That title didn't come till later, but the keyboard-walking Pulcinella was the inspiration all the same. Also, that little piece of kitty chase music we heard at the beginning of the show was called The Cat and Mouse Scherzo by Aaron Copland. We'll have a link so you can hear the whole thing at kidscommute.org. All right, now, kids commuters, time to check in with our Quizlet. All week long, we're asking you a question, and if you get the answer right, you'll win our latest Kids Commute prize pack. Okay, here's the question. What is the name of the famous fairy tale about a cat who wears shoes? This was an Italian story popularized by French author Charles Perrault. Here's a hint. The story is about a young man who inherits nothing from his dad except a very special and smart cat who wears boots. Another hint. This smart, boot-wearing cat pretends that his poor master is actually a rich nobleman called the Marquis of Carabas. And eventually, through trickery, he wins his master a castle and a princess. Last hint. This cat was a character in the movie Shrek, and he was voiced by Antonio Banderas, and he got his own spin-off movie. He sounds like this.
I am not looking for trouble. I am but a humble gato in search of his next meal.
What's the name of the cat? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. Don't forget to include your name and address, and we will mail you the latest Kids Commute prize pack. All right, meow, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.